pay special attention to the gas that you're filling your car's tank with. AAA putting out this warning about E15 gasoline, a new blend that contains 15% ethanol. It can damage older engines with only about 12 million of the 240 million cars on the road approved to use it.
Dimitri got on Skype with Jeremy Anwell. He is the vice chairman of the car website Edmunds.com.
Ethanol has been in fuel for a long, long time. It's just been at a lower level, basically 10%. And the EPA earlier this year allowed the increase of ethanol to 15%. I think that's raised a lot of concerns about the potential for damage to engines, fuel lines, fuel tanks, what have you. So the AAA, I think, has issued a caution, which I think is prudent. These risks are real. And until this fuel actually gets out into the fuel supply in decent quantities, we're probably not going to realize or really understand how risky it is. And by then, it might be too late.
Is it the kind of thing that you see the lower price and say, well, I've got to use this, I'm saving money, not really thinking about any of the other consequences?
Well, it certainly could be. I think one of the things consumers need to understand is that the more ethanol that is part of the fuel blend, the worse the gas mileage is going to be, because ethanol has lower energy concentrations per gallon. So you're going to get lower mileage.
You pull up to the pump and remove the gas cap on your car, turn to the pump, and will it be clear to you where E15 is? Is there a chance that you could accidentally fill your tank with E15 when you just want to get regular or premium or the gas blends that we're used to?
It is labeled, and there's a warning label, but, you know, let's be honest. I think that, and you see this with diesel fuel, for instance. Wisely diesel has a completely different filler neck size, and it's very difficult to put diesel fuel into a gas engine. And we all go to gas stations, and we're busy, and we're not going to take the time to necessarily read the fine print on the pump. So I do think that there is a risk that people will unknowingly fill their tank with E15, and it could create a problem.
What do we do to make sure that we're not ruining our engines?
The easy thing for consumers to do is stick with the ethanol blend that's been proven to be safe, and that's 10% ethanol, E10. So what happened earlier this year was the EPA allowed the use of higher concentrations of ethanol in fuel, but they didn't mandate it. And we're seeing a very gradual rollout. So right now, there's not a lot of E15 fuel available for consumers. The problem is a little bit more theoretical, but I think there's also these mandates that people may not be aware of. And they are actually requiring that we use more ethanol as part of the national fuel supply as the years go by. So I think the EPA tried to kind of split the problem in half by not requiring E15, but we're going to be saying more and more of it, whether we want it or not.
Now, if you have a relatively new car, I'll say just 2012 and 2011, is it likely that E15 is okay?
For newer vehicles, the problem is not very real, because new vehicles have been built, even in some cases, with concentrations as high as 85% ethanol. And the issues basically are around twofold. The ethanol is a solvent, so it can dissolve older rubbers in vehicles, and it can gum up carburetors or fuel injection systems or whatever it might be. And it tends to absorb moisture as well. So one of the other issues can be if you don't drive very often, the fuel in your car can actually separate. You can get layers of water and ethanol and gasoline, and that can obviously be a problem as well. But if you drive pretty regularly and you're driving a newer vehicle, this is really not a problem that you need to worry about.
What is the cutoff, would you say? 10 years old or around there?
10 years, it's really going to depend on the manufacturer, because the domestic manufacturers, Ford and GM and Chrysler, made a bigger push into the E85 realm, and those vehicles are perfectly safe to use with E15. The imports, not so much. So I wish I could give you a hard cutoff, but it's actually going to be more dependent on which manufacturer.
That's Jeremy Anwell. He is the vice chairman of the car website Edmunds.com. For more on E15, go to WTOP.com, search gas.